For the record, I was entered in the STEP Challenge this spring, along with over 100 others, and I totaled just over 414,000 steps in the 6 weeks. The winner, Mary Mucci, more than doubled that, recording 1,090,000 steps. That's the equivalent of about 545 miles. Some weeks she walked over 200,000 steps, or over 100 miles in a week, and that meant some days of more than 20 miles. Mucci's partner, Rich Lowell, says he started out trying to keep up with her.
She quickly left me in the dust, and I had to let her go on her own. So she, that was kind of nice. Had the house to myself because she was always out walking, and, you know, she took the dog. The dog was always tired. So it was, yeah, it was good.
She must have been gone for hours and hours every day.
She was, several times a day.
Second place wasn't far behind Mucci, as Gail Herlich-Aho totaled 1,058,000 steps, a little over 30,000 steps off of the pace. Mucci says that competition inspired her.
Yeah, it was a good program. Lost a little weight. Gail Aho was an inspiration.
It was pretty competitive down the stretch between the two.
Mm-hmm. Rich would see her walking by the house, and he'd text me. Tell me, I better get going.
Mucci and other winners got to pick out their prizes at an awards ceremony this week.
We have gift certificates from throughout town. There's a chamber gift certificate.
Petersburg Mental Health Services Becky Turland announced the winners. Competition this year was sponsored by Mental Health, along with the Volunteer Fire Department and the school district. It was designed to get people out and walking and promote healthy living. 135 people signed up for the program initially, and like last year, that participation trailed off by the final week, with 77 competitors recording their steps in week six. Chris Erickson totaled over 703,000 steps during the competition and came in first in her age group. She was also motivated by the front runners.
Seeing Gail and Mary's name up ahead of mine every week.
Were you gunning for them? Or?
Yeah.
But hard to keep up with it.
Yeah, it was very hard. And working. Yep, trying to figure out how to do your stepping after work was not fun.
You have to put in hours and hours of time.
Yes. And then I was went to D.C. with the close-up kids, but actually that benefited.
Okay. Give you a little time to walk around out
there.
Yeah,
one day I put in about 12 miles walking, walking in D.C.,
Another participant, Father Thomas Weiss, finished second in that age group and totaled 664,000 steps. He says he logged over 20,000 on his best days.
I started getting up, first thing in the morning and going out for at least a 90-minute walk, and that would get you to 10,000. And so I knew I had 10,000 a day if I did that. And then just walking around the place would get you another 3,000 to 4,000 or 5,000. But to really get to 22,000, then I had to go out for about a two-hour walk, or maybe two shorter walks. But I found that I could pray the rosary while walking, and it was perfect. So one rosary takes about, 3 miles. And so if you pray all 20 decades of the rosary, you could, go for a really long walk.
You had your own little pilgrimage going here.
Exactly.
Weiss says he was inspired by a Nigerian bishop's vision to pray to defeat the militant group Boko Haram in Africa.
And so he asked other people to start praying the rosary. And 2 weeks ago on Friday, the BBC reported that Boko Haram was like self-destructing, internal, fighting among their members. And I'm like, I could pray more rosaries for that. So I definitely, for the last 3 weeks, I've been praying rosaries for that intention.
That was your inspiration to walk. Keep your feet moving.
Yep.
That's cool. All right. Well, congratulations. You got yourself a Kindle there, too.
Yeah, I'll be able to read while walking. No.
The competition also had team categories, and the winning team this year was the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Crab Team, of which the individual winner, Mucci, was a part. That team averaged over 500,000 steps for its 7 members. It's the 3rd year for the Pedometer Challenge in Petersburg, and local school students and staff also took part. The district's top staffer for steps was Vicki McIntosh with 716,000. Tiffany Christensen came in second with 662,000 steps. Student winners in the high school were Leanne LaPerry and Josh Andrews, and in the middle school, Melanie Chase and Brecken Davis. The district was still compiling numbers for elementary students. The district's Healthy Living Grant Coordinator, Ginger Evans, writes that almost half of all school staff reported steps, and about 15% of high schoolers stuck with the competition past the first week. For those who didn't get their fill of walking in the first competition this year, there's also another shorter walking challenge underway for a couple days this week, put on by the Petersburg Indian Association. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.